fierce.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it.
She's
hold up.
Fierce. Fierce. She's fierce. 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 Fierce.
She's woo. That girl from a west side girl to a south side girl to a north side girl to a east side girl.
She's fierce. Fierce. She's fierce. Fierce. Fierce.
You are now listening fierce. To the Fierce Female Network.
Now, you know, that was hilarious. The engineer is working 5 seconds behind me. Well, listen, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, 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 Friday. Listen, it is fantastic Friday. Yes, it is. It is fantastic Friday. We are going to have a great time. You guys know how it works around. You're going to have a great time. It is fantastic Friday, September 27th, 2024. It is 11 a.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 12 noon on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone there. Rock my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International. The hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India. Listen, this show is being brought to you and sponsored by Gumba. Gumba Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. You can now get Gumba Rum, two different flavors, vanilla and coconut. You can also get it all throughout the United States. All you have to do is go to cwspirits.com. cwspirits.com. Order your gumbo rum at cwspirits.com. But don't forget, use the discount code BASIC, B-A-S-I-C, at the secure checkout. Use that code to get your discount. Now listen, my good friends, I have a very special guest on today, ABC's General Hospital actress, Andy Page. We're going to have a great conversation, going to talk to her. We're going to have a jamming good time with Andy Page. She's a soap actress, podcast host, QVC guest host, beauty image lifestyle expert for national TV and radio with her current role as Pearl on ABC's General Hospital. Andy Page mimics her actual QVC guest host experience. Now listen, let me tell you, we're going to talk about all the juice, and she's going to spill a little tea on today. Come on, Engineer Dio, hang up in here. All right. I want you guys to remember, while you're on Facebook, use keyword the Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, please do give it a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Listen, I want to thank all the different listeners. The show does touch down all over the world. Thank you so much, New Zealand, for being loyal listeners. Have a great audience in New Zealand. Thank you for listening in. I also want to thank India, Canada, Germany, the UK. And I also want to thank Bangladesh and Pakistan. Thank you for listening in. Also, I got to say thank you to Jim Mahoney. He does not miss one episode. Thank you, Jim Mahoney. You are the best. Mwah! Thank you so much for listening in. I really do appreciate it. Now, let me tell you guys, I got a great guest on today. It is Miss Andy Page. Hi, Andy. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited to be with you. You have built this up. I feel like I'm walking into a club. I love it.
Oh, my goodness. You're welcome. Well, listen, I've been thinking about you all yesterday. I said, I can't wait. I feel like I'm graced by the best by your presence of just being here.
You are too kind. I'm thrilled to be with you. And yeah, I had no idea that this was going to be so exuberant. So do you watch General Hospital? Are you a soap fan?
You know what? Now, Andy, I got to be honest with you. I'm very transparent. I used to be a huge soap fan a long time ago, but I'm so all over the place. I really don't have time to watch the soap. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you. My aunt was a huge soap fan. You know what she would do? She was very loyal.
Yes,
how did you know what I was going to say? She would go to work. She'd get up real early. She'd go to work, but she would record every single episode of her favorite ones. She really did. Oh, my gosh. Listen, I think you bring a whole different level and a whole different energy to the platform. Man, I want to thank you. Your presence is just really phenomenal. It's very, what's the word for it? It's very on point. Very, oh, I just feel great having you here. Listen,
well,
I'm
thrilled.
You're thrilled. Thank you so much. You know, it's all so on point. I think it's that QV shine going on. You bring a different shine to the show. So listen, what is it like? I mean, tell us, spill the tea. What is it like playing Pearl on ABC's General Hospital?
Well, you have to know, so General Hospital is the longest running television show in television history. It's been on for 61
Ooh.
Years. 61 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, and just like you used to watch the soaps, I used to watch the soaps with my grandmother and my big mama, my great-grandmother. And, yeah.
Yeah,
we used to watch General Hospital. So when I got the call for this role, I could not even believe it. My first question was, wait a minute, that's still on the air? And then my second question was, oh, my gosh, of course, yes, I'm absolutely going to do this. But, or I should say my second response. But, you know, the thing about soaps is this year, okay, this year, 2024, they're actually introducing two new daytime soaps because I think we are all just really tired of news magazine shows. How much more of the Today Show and CBS This Morning and everything else can we watch? I think we are ready to just kind of escape a little bit in stories. And so, you know, I believe the pendulum is actually, you know, swinging back because they are introducing two new daytime soaps. And General Hospital has been on forever. I'm thrilled to be the latest cast member. And, yeah, some of the tea. So we're actually engaging in something that's new and innovative. And if it works, if this experiment works, I think it's going to change the way we all watch TV. Because I love that your aunt, you know, used to record it, which is, you know, great.
Mm-hmm.
And that was of its day. But let's be honest, most of us stream television now, don't you think?
Yep. Yes, yes, yes.
And we stream TV because we want to avoid the ads.
That, oh, my goodness. Bless you. That is so true.
Yeah. But the sad thing is they call it a soap opera for a reason, girl. They call it a soap opera because soap used to pay for it. So the soap companies used to pay for the drama. And so what has happened is they're trying to create new and innovative ways to, you know, maintain advertising and sponsorship. And I'm a part of the latest one, and I'll just tell you what I'm doing. So a QVC host. So I'm a host on QVC. I have an audience. I sell things on QVC. And so within the storyline of General Hospital, a couple of years ago, they developed Home and Heart. And Home and Heart is the fictional shopping network within General Hospital. And my co-star, get ready, if there's a drum roll, please play it, because my co-star is Morgan Fairchild.
Oh, get out.
Yes. Thank you so much. That is the response I was looking for. Morgan Dern Fairchild, who has been in television for over 50 years. She is still beautiful. She's almost 80 years old. She plays Haven de Havilland, who is my co-host at Home and Heart, which is the fictional shopping network. And so the other storyline within General Hospital that, you know, I'm a part of is Deception Beauty. And Deception Beauty is this powerhouse cosmetic company with these gorgeous women who've developed, you know, all of these products and beauty tools. And Deception Beauty brings their beauty tools to Home and Heart, again, you know, the fictitious shopping network, and Morgan Fairchild and I are the hosts within that show. So if you can imagine, they decided a couple of years ago that they were going to truly and in reality develop some of the products that had been fictitiously developed within the Deception storyline, bring them to Home and Heart, and then create a website, shophomeandheart.com, so that the fans and others, consumers, could possibly purchase them. And it's been going really well. So they are thinking about developing more products within the story, within, you know, General Hospital, to sell at shophomeandheart.com. So, you know, as I've done this kind of podcast and radio junket, if you will, I have asked people, like, what if you could have you know, bought the Fonz's jacket or the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air sneakers? Or, you know, what if you could have purchased one of your favorite television characters, you know, items or a product they use? That is where we're going. They are building the products, the advertising, the manufacturing, like all of that within the storyline. And then consumers who have learned about these products can then purchase them and help keep these amazing shows going.
You know, that is brilliant.
Crazy, right?
That is crazy brilliant. That is a brilliant idea. You know, because I was looking at the website, and I said, wait a minute, shophomeandheart.com. And I was looking around. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I felt like I was shopping with General Hospital. I'm like, geez, this is a thrill. So it's just phenomenal. It's exciting. I think it is the bomb. It is the sauce boss. And listen, let me tell you, I am a handbag girl. What lady isn't? A handbag.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So I would purchase one or two of these bags. Handbag, and that's nothing. My aunt, she was a lady. She was a true lady. Let me tell you something. I wish she was here. Let me tell you something. She knew all the things to do a lady is supposed to do from head to toe to look like a lady. So with that, I want you to tell us about fashion, because you are the queen of fashion. I say you're the queen of fashion. You're the Yoda. You know, the Yoda where we learn. So listen, what's the latest fashion tips you can share with us?
Well, I'd love to share them with you. You know, I was really fortunate. In the 2000s, I did over, you know, 200 makeovers on television. I was a part of the big makeover, you know, television movement. So I had my own show, Sense of Style. I was a part of Starting Over, which was a hugely successful show for 3 years. I did 10 Years Younger and How Do I Look and all of that. So, you know, being a makeover guru on TV, I, of course, still am very, very much involved. And this year is really all the autumnal colors. You're going to see wines and olive greens and, you know, rich brown has kind of taken over where black is. And there's a real push for suede this year. I love all of the suede. We've moved away from kind of natural-looking leathers back to suede, which is much more affordable, and it's just a little more luxurious, so I love that. And then taller boots are back. So we have got kind of pushed away from the booty. Taller boots, either to the knee or a little over the knee, that's a really big push, which I love. You're going to see a lot of wraps and capes return. So that's something that many of us, you know, had in our closet, and we love the drama. I love the drama of all that. And the other thing that I really espouse to is lipstick is back. Especially like you know, kind of a nude or a glossy movement, real rich lipstick that I know your aunt would love is back and taking a real, it's having a moment.
Listen, I'm telling you, believe it or not, I am beaming all. It's been a very long time, Andy. I've had, oh, my God, hundreds and hundreds of people on this show. It's been a long time since I've had this feeling of just beaming. I'm just beaming all over. Listen, you got an energy about you. Every individual, whether people believe it or not, everyone has a certain energy to themselves. And believe me, your energy is so lit. Honey, you are so lit and you are so on fire. You were meant to be on this show. And let me tell you something. I have a question for you, because this question is a question I'm asking for myself and everyone else that's listening. I have had to, Andy, I've had to start my life over so many times, and I don't want to be the start over queen. You know, where life happens and you got to start over and then something else happens. You know how life can take you and you've got to stop and do something to take care of this situation, then you start over. So how do you really start over? How do we do that?
You listen. And what I mean by that is, you know, my grandmother used to say, you know, you can't fall off the floor. So once you hit the floor, you just got to stop and you got to listen. And I am with you. I have started, a cat has nothing on me. I have had so many lives and so many facets to, you know, this journey. And I'm not done. I mean, I want to live to be 100. I want to be working well into my 80s or 90s, doing something and contributing in some way. But you know what I do, and I encourage people, I listen to the universe. I walk in faith, and I follow where the universe and God leads me. And I always believe that God would not give me the idea if he did not also give me the path. So I take his ideas and I'm like, okay, let's do that. I mean, I've developed my own product. I hold 19 patents because I listen and I follow through. I have a best-selling book because I listen and I follow through. I'm an actress at age 54 because I planted those seeds. I listen and I am, you know, following through. So for me, starting over is really about, you know, getting quiet for a minute and listening to where your heart is leading you next. And then just believing that if you walk in faith, the path is going to open up, whether it's the financial path, the right connections, the right information at the right time. I am a firm believer, and let me tell you, I am an example of that in a thousand ways.
Ooh-wee, honey, the teapot is just sizzling. Let me tell you something. One of the things that happened, and this is not, I'm not saying this out of a dark place or a sad place, but I do want to say one thing that happened that causes me to start over. I lost my brother in December. And so now I'm in a place, and here I am in September. I'm in a place, and you just said it. You said it, Andy, spot on the floor. So I've been on the floor for a couple of months, and you just gave the answer to listen. And I've been asking God, you know what can I do to help other people? What can I do? And so I've been listening. I says, what can I do in memory of him? Because the spirit, of course, lives on. We have a lot of great love for him. What can I do? And so I'm in a moment where I'm just sitting and I'm listening. And I'm so glad that you said that, and I understand what you mean when you say just listen. Well, I'm telling you, and I love to hear you say your grandmother. We have some commonalities. I always think about my grandma. I was one of her grandchildren that always spent time with my grandmother. And let me tell you, Andy, I learned so many life lessons from my grandmother, from being a child, spending the summers with her. At the time, I didn't like it because she would always make me come in. She'd tell me these characters. She'd tell me about integrity and principles. And listen, I'm 10, 11 years old, and she's giving me these lessons. And I'm like, I want to go see the boys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yes, I like what you're saying about starting over, and I get it, and I connect with that. Now, I have another question. So I want to say thank you for sharing that answer. And I know a lot of different people are going through different things and starting over. And so I know that they are appreciating what you're sharing about listen, you know, because you can't fall off the floor. And since you're on the floor, just listen. So thank you for that. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. That's heartfelt. I want to ask this question as well. I want to turn the tables a little bit. What are the biggest lessons that you've learned in Hollywood?
Okay, this is easy for me. So, you know, the whole reason that I have this opportunity is because you do not eat the fruit the same day you plant the seed. So what I believe is that if there is value in all work and all service, there is absolute value. So no matter how small the project, no matter how small, you know, the invitation, I am a yes girl, and I am going to show up on time. I'm going to show up prepared. I am going to do my best, and I'm going to make every situation a little better than worse. So that seed in Hollywood means something because every producer that you work with goes on to produce something else, goes on to have other needs, and you never know. So the producer that called me from General Hospital is actually a producer that I worked with 22 years ago. And
oh
they remembered that, yeah, they remembered that I was, you know, a decent person to be around. And they had seen on LinkedIn that I was now a QVC host. And when the time came to invite someone new onto the show to be another host on Home and Heart, She said, I think I know exactly who. I got the call on a Thursday. She was like, do you remember me? And I'm like, are you kidding? Of course. How you doing? How's your mama? What you up to? And literally, I did a Zoom call on that Friday, and I got the role. And it's my first acting job ever. I mean, I took one acting class in college. Everything else I've ever done is all about, you know, reality television. But I said, I can do this without a problem. And let me just tell you, it's been a lot of work, and I knew I could do it. It's been amazing fun, but it's really all those seeds. So no matter whether it's Hollywood or whatever you're doing, whether, you know, it's working in a restaurant, whether it's, you know, delivering things, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Every single encounter that you have is an opportunity to touch someone and plant a seed, because you never know.
You know, that is so true. You never know. And I am telling you, I'm a firm believer I believe that, you know, each thing in life brings you to the next stage. So
yeah.
When you're growing up and you're young and you're a child and adolescent, I believe that each step is cultivating you and teaching you. You're becoming somebody. You're becoming someone. Each teacher, let me tell you something. Let me put it this way, Andy. Every teacher that I've had, even in grade school, high school, college, there's a string. I started to look at it. There's a similarity. Every educator all told me the same thing. Mm. And you know what that was? I took a class in high school, a drama class. Miss Davidson was my drama teacher. And I am telling you, out of the whole class, after class was over, I went on the stage one time. You know what happened, Andy? When class was over and all the students left out, she says, Adrian, can you come here? I want to talk to you. She says, you know what? You need to go to Goodman School of Acting. I said, what? I said, I can't afford that. You know, I'm like 14 years old, and I went on stage and did this skit. Where it came from, Andy, I can't tell you. I just got up there and started moving around, and the whole class mouth was just hanging open. And so she said, listen, you've got to give. And they've all, even at college, Columbia College, the same thing happened. They all said, you got something. You've got something in you. When I would write stories, and they would just, it would just come, like the characters would just talk to me. So I understand what you mean. Each step takes you to another step, and it's just amazing how God works. And listen, I'm a woman of faith, and God is just unbelievable. It's amazing how he works. And us meeting, you're fantastic. I think this is just another piece in the puzzle of God creating something even bigger, something even better.
Well, I want to encourage you, because it is not a young person's game. Acting is for everyone at every walk of life. And if you don't feel like you have really fulfilled yourself, do not stop, girl. There are so many roles out there. There is more content being created than ever before. And there is absolutely 1 to 1,000 roles with your name on it.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. I received that. I received that. Listen, audience, if you're listening in, you're just tuning in, you need to go back to the beginning and listen to this whole interview. I have one other question, because I work a call center as well, and I have one line that comes in about inventions. So I'm going to ask this question, because we have a lot of creative people out there that come up with different ideas. So this question, Andy, I wanted to know, what's the latest innovation in media, advertising, and retail? Oh, that's not the question I want to ask. I'm sorry, where did that come from? Well, I'll get to that next. But what I want to get to is, how do a person get started with their invention idea? A lot of people want to know how to get started with their invention idea.
Yes. So I invented the Girly Go Garter, which is a hands-free purse that you wear on your leg. I invented it as a place to put my mic pack when I was on set, because, you know, you wear those transmitters on, you know, they put it on your bra or in your pants, and after you wear it for, you know, 12 hours a day, 5 to 6 days a week, I was starting to get water blisters, and I always had on a dress, so there was never, you know, a real place to put it. So I set out to create something that would adhere to your leg and carry up to 3 pounds, and the truth is, where you start is you have an idea and you register it as a provisional patent. And it costs about $100. It's not a lot of money, but that will at least give you a placeholder for 12 months. So if you've got an idea and you feel like, you know, this has been put on your heart and you need to move forward with this solution, you want to file a provisional patent. And there are lots of legal helping tools, like there's LegalZoom. I use LegalZoom a lot because you can file a provisional patent on LegalZoom.com for just a little bit of money. They'll file it. You don't have to use or hire an actual attorney. It's all legit. So that's where you start. And then in that 12 months, you want to, you know, work to try to get a prototype. You want to maybe work to try to get a business plan together. You want to try to raise a little money. I mean, it took me 3 years to bring the Girly Go Garter to life. I started with a provisional. I then filed for my actual patent. I hold 19 patents now. I raised a little money. We're in about 6,000 stores in 80 countries. It's called the Girly Go Garter. And the great thing is sometimes, you know, you have the nugget of an idea. I really wanted a place to put my mic pack. But the Girly Go Garter is used for insulin pumps and medical devices. It's used by brides because you can't lug a handbag, you know, down the aisle, so they carry their lipstick and hanky. Prom goers are told not to bring a prom to purse, so all the prom girls use the Girly Go Garter for, you know, concerts and just everything. So, you know, you think you're solving one problem, but you have no idea of how, you know, your thoughts and your ideas can affect others. So, if you've got an idea, then you want to first start with a provisional patent, which is only about $100.
Wow, you know, that is amazing. This show is just amazing. You've answered so many different questions. Let me tell you, it's so funny that you was talking about the girl. Was it Girly Go?
Girly Go Garter.
Girly Go Garter. Let me tell you, an idea came to me many years ago. I was living in Atlanta, and I was always catching a flight back and forth from Atlanta to Chicago. And let me tell you what happened. I had my luggage, and I had my things on the counter, and I was grabbing my stuff to go out. And I said, geez, somebody need to come up with something like a grab and go. It was always an issue with my IDs, like your license, your ID, because you got to show your ID and your license when you get to the airport. And so I did this little trick with this scarf. And I said, I'm going to do it this way. And it was so easy. I didn't have to be bothered with a purse or a little pouch. I said, somebody need to come up with a grab and go for your ID. So when you go to the airport, it's easy just to whip it out and show it, you know, and you can just go about your business, make it life simple. And so I really appreciate you sharing that information. So, guys, if you missed it, once again, she said start with a provisional patent. LegalZoom is a great place to go because you can get things that's not a lot of money, and then you want to do your prototype. Boy, that is delicious information. That is information that is valuable and credible. So listen, and I'm glad that you mentioned LegalZoom. A lot of people do use LegalZoom, and some people still wonder if it is a place to go to really get things done on LegalZoom. So I'm glad you added the credibility and value to that particular site. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's lots of attorneys, but attorneys want a lot of money. And so if you can do it a little more easily, there's really no reason. And the other thing about patent law is that's national law. So you don't have to hire someone, you know, in your backyard. You know, I live in New York City, and New York City attorneys have to pay a really high rent, and they're very expensive. But because patent law is national law, I use, you know, attorneys in Utah that are, you know, credible, they're kind, they are, you know, trustworthy, and they are a third of the price of a New York attorney.
Oh, yes. Wow, that's great information. I didn't know that. I did not know that. That's good information. So, listen, I'm running out of time. So I do want to wrap up just a little bit, and I do want you to give out any information you want the listening audience to have, especially, and I do have your website on this bio. So, guys, you can click on shophomeandheart.com. Anytime, just click on that link. So, Andy, I do want you to give out information you want the listening audience to have and how to connect with you. So I do want you to have that opportunity. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, you can find me at The Andy Page on Instagram, also shopwithpearl.gh on Instagram. You can head to andypage.com or thegirlygogarter.com.
Listen, you are amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show, you know, this early in the morning. I appreciate your time. You're an amazing individual. Your energy and your positivity, I just thank you. You are so blessed and wonderful, and I just pray that your upcoming years is even more blessed. The ideas that God will plant into your heart to bring, you know, to the marketplace. I hope it will be, you're a virtuous woman. You know, you're a virtuous woman and you live a powerful life on purpose. And I just thank you so much. You are, oh, you have no idea how you have blessed the listening audience today. So thank you once again.
Thank you. I take it and I give it right back. You are amazing. Thank you so much for this time and this amazing platform. I'm so proud and happy to be a part of it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. So once again, everyone, that was Andy Page. I want you guys to go to all of her platforms. You can learn more about her on social media. Listen, guys, I'm pretty much out of time. You guys know what? It has been super-licious good. It's been super-licious good. I am beaming with the pearls of Andy Page. Listen, I've got something in my heart that I can run with till the end of time. So listen, I want you guys to run with your ideas. Don't sit on them. You know, pray over them. I want you to pray over them first and then get up, put your plan together, and go, 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 go.
In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.